I just did a review of the Grant Cardone 10x sales system, and this is a follow-up to that, right? This is like additional thoughts and three big takeaways that you can learn from, you know, the Grant Cardone 10x sales system. And, you know, I hope this is a bit more tactical and less so, you know, my, you know, gut reaction on seeing the 10x system. 10x sales system. And so there are really three big lessons, right? Like the first one of these is obviously you can do it, right? Whatever you're trying to do, like you need to really commit, right? Like I think Grant Cardone talked a lot about commitment. I really like the way he went into the definitions, right? Like when you're committing to something, and he actually looked up the word commit in the dictionary, and, you know, like, that gets maybe a little bit academic, but I think it's really neat because you get to actually talk about what the words mean. And when you commit, like, the level of commitment required to do something 10x is really just kind of go all in, right? Like, there's no exit doors, no nothing, just you're all in and you gotta go for it. So just understand, with your marketing campaign, with your product launch, whatever you're trying to accomplish in your business, the more committed you are, the less you're gonna have doubts, worries, and, you know, things like that. The second lesson is obviously multiply the target 10x. Like, make the target even bigger than it already was. You definitely want that. The bigger you can make that target, you know, the faster you're gonna move, the more focused you're gonna be, and the payoff is gonna be so much bigger for you as well. And so that's our second big takeaway. And the third big takeaway is you need to learn how to sell and how to market. And one of the points he made in the training was, you know, marketing is senior to sales. So he talked about his sales ability becoming a little bit of a liability. And he was basically saying, in this game of business, the longer you go on, you are going to encounter situations where your assets transform into liabilities, because certain skills that you learn along the way can no longer get the job done for you at a certain level of business. It's like if Mark Zuckerberg made version one of Facebook being a great coder. Well, Meta now is, I don't know the valuation, but it's probably in the hundreds of billions of dollars. And so Zuckerberg, being a great coder, a great programmer, is not the skill that's required. That's not his number one skill that's required, because that's not nearly enough to orchestrate all the teams around Meta and make sure that, you know, they are building the company, make sure they are building the brand, they are, you know, fulfilling all the objectives that the business has. Like coding is not number one on the priority list anymore. So if all Zuckerberg did when he came to work was close himself in a room and start going through bugs and fixing code, like, that's great, Mark, but that's not gonna cut it anymore. That skill has become literally a liability. If that's all you're spending your time on, you're actually deficient in other areas that are gonna kill the business so much faster. Like, you're gonna have investors saying, dude, we didn't meet the earnings call. We didn't get the earnings target and all this Wall Street talk, right? Like, you know, and they're like, where is Mark? They're like, Mark is somewhere back there coding. They're like, get him out of here. Get him out of here. You know, like, we got to talk to investors. We got to sell the company. We got to sell the vision, right? Like, whatever got you started, in terms of your skill set, is gonna become a massive liability when you level up to the next level. And that happens to everyone. And Cardone was talking about how that literally happened to him with the skill set of selling. Because as a great salesman, he thought he could just sell through everything. But there are times when you gotta deploy other skill sets. Other skills become more important as your business grows, and you're scaling. You need to learn a plethora of skills. So those are the three big takeaways. But definitely, for sure, like, you need to master that skill set of selling and marketing. It doesn't mean that selling is not important. It's still important. It's actually still a critical part. It's just that now you need other things. You also need marketing. You need advertising. And I think it goes back to one of the things that I like to point out for my seven-figure product launches process is paid ads is a big component of what I call the core five of having like a seven-figure product launch. Is you're not gonna get to play at the way bigger levels if all you do is you're just running organic traffic and you never get into paid advertising. So, you know, you talked about the importance of advertising and how his own business really took off when he started applying these other skills like advertising, marketing, instead of just being a salesman. Now, you still need to sell. You still need to learn how to sell. Like, that's still key. And I would encourage, like, people in the online space, I think there's a tendency for us to not be into sales. Like, oh, that's salesy. Oh, that's sales and all this stuff that, you know, people on the internet will say. You know, but if you really listen to Cardone, like, you need all the skills. You know, it's like going to the gym. You need all the exercises. You can't just work out upper body and leave lower body alone. You know, you gotta do all the work. You gotta work on everything. It's like having a military. If you're the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, you know, are you just gonna invest 100% of the Pentagon's budget into the Navy? Now you got a sleek Navy that's got 2,000 surface ships sailing everywhere around the world, but you got no ground force, no army back in America. Or, you know, you got no Air Force, right? Like, everybody's, you know, has got an Air Force except for you. Because all you know is just one skill out of 3 or out of 10 or out of 20. So you need that balance. You need that balance when budgeting for the military. You need that balance when allocating your resources in your business. Like, you don't just want to do just marketing in your business. You want to have marketing and sales and marketing and advertising and public relations and, you know, brand building and direct mail and other kinds of marketing and other kinds of growth and growth hacking and all these kinds of things. The more of these things you deploy, your business becomes kind of like what Grant Cardone was describing in the 10X sales system, which is you just have so many plays going on that your business is really hard to beat. Because, like, if search engine optimization is not working for you, maybe your direct mail campaigns are popping off. If that's not working for you, maybe your social media marketing is popping off. If that's not working for you, maybe your telemarketing sales calls are popping off. And if that's not working for you, maybe your TV advertising is popping off. And if that's not working for you, maybe your events with the 10X Growth Conference is popping off. And if that's not working for you, maybe your Google PPC is working for you. Like, you got so many plays. It's kind of like when you play in the video games, you know? I used to play a lot of video games as a kid. And, you know, I played a lot of video games in my time. And one thing I always remember that the video game makers always try to do is they're always trying to send in, like, some big boss at the kind of like at the end culmination of every big stage, where it's like you've been destroying and killing all these opponents, these enemies, these bad guys, throughout the video game, like, you need just one, two, three moves, and you destroy the enemy, and you move on. You survive that. It's got, like, one big bad weapon or thing. But they always send you some boss at the end where it's got that bad weapon, and then you destroy that, and then you realize, oh, it's got this other thing that you tried, you destroy that, you barely destroy it, and you discover, oops, some new bad weapon appears. Like, no matter how many weapons you destroy, it keeps coming back with something else. And in a sense, that's really how you want to make your business, where it's kind of like this indestructible force that you really can't defeat. Now, fortunately, in the video games, of course, you do get over that. But you do want to construct your business in a way where you just have so many plays, right? Like, it's hard to defeat that kind of business. And that's what makes a really great brand, a really great business. So those were, you know, my takeaways, kind of like practical takeaways that you can move forward with from the Grant Cardone 10X sales system. And I highly recommend you actually check out his actual 3-hour live stream that was available on YouTube. That's where I saw, you know, I got the recording. And you know, it was pretty unique. It was pretty unique, and apparently a lot of people tuned in live. I didn't tune in live. I got the replay, but it was a pretty unique training. You can also grab my free Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp. The link will be in the description, and you can also book a free More Product Sales Today brainstorm. If you want ideas for how you can get a lot more sales of your products, the link for that will be in the description as well.